This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Thursday. Cannot get the smile off my face. So before we get back to the Ask Dr. Jesse questions, and there are bunches and bunches of them still for this hour, I want to just put a little bow on the point I was making at the end of last hour about how the communists will set up idols. They're very good at it. The herd mentality of the commie follower makes it easier for them. Idols for them to worship. Idols for them to throw tomatoes at. And Trump has become the tomato one, right? But it's more than that. It imprisons them in something they don't seem to be able to escape. Now, let's talk for a moment about the United States Senate. The United States Senate, when it comes to power in this country, is critical. Just for the judicial appointments alone, it is critical. Liberty has died in the United States Senate for a very, very, very long time. Great bills get destroyed, or in the very least, watered down in the United States Senate. The United States Senate is where weapons-grade losers like James Lankford of Oklahoma, that's where they make their home. The James Lankford, John Cornyn-type senators who leave the door open so communism can flood in, the United States Senate is where they are. The Senate is critical, okay? We have a majority in the Senate. Not a huge majority, but a majority. And if you can get to 60 votes in the United States Senate, if you have the presidency as well, you can completely remake America in any way you want. You realize that? You understand how drastic the change would be in this country if Trump had a 60-vote majority in the Senate right now? He doesn't, but that's what you need to pass laws. So the Senate's important. All right, just know that. The Senate is really, really important. John Ossoff. He is a United States senator from Georgia. Georgia is not a blue state. If anything, it's purple. You can argue it's red, and we've just kind of screwed things up a couple times, but it is not blue. It's also one of my favorite states. Anyway, it is not a blue state. So John Ossoff is sitting there in the United States Senate as a senator from a state where he can't be. He can't be Murphy, Chris Murphy. He can't be, I mean, pick your furthest left senator, whoever it may be. He can't be them. He can't. he has to be, or at least pretend to be, sane, kind of middle of the road guy. He doesn't get to be Chuck Schumer. He's not allowed. So let's talk about the tranny issue. We're going to set aside all degeneracy, morality, right, wrong. We're going to set aside all that stuff. We're going to talk purely politically here. Politically, you have to run away from this issue in the state of Georgia. You have to. It is a must. This Sarah McBride, she's in the House of Representatives, and Democrats can't seem to turn their back on him. You know, this dude pretending to be a chick. And she's out there giving press conferences now with Democrats behind her. Oh, yeah, you go.
They are obsessed with culture war issues. The Republican Party is obsessed with culture war issues. It is weird and it is bizarre.
The tranny's calling us weird. So back to John Ossoff in the Senate. You want to hear something amazing? This is actually Dana Perino on Fox News just reporting the results of these poll numbers. John Ossoff, again, he's not running for Senate in California. He's not up for re-election in Connecticut. He's in Georgia. Listen to this.
I saw a different poll today that I thought was worth bringing up just as an illustration of this point. John Ossoff is a senator from Georgia. Mm-hmm. He won in that race. He's up for re-election again in 2026. That's going to be a close one. Republicans should pick that one back up. Now, last week or last month, he was at 44-44 in the polling with a generic Republican, whoever it's going to be. Then the pollster asked a follow-up question. What if you knew that John Ossoff voted against protecting girls' sports from transgender males? How would you vote then? And it changes immediately to 52-38 for the generic Republican. So that's why.
And he cast that vote already. He can't take it back. I don't know who John Ossoff's Republican opponent is going to be yet, but John Ossoff cast a vote that dudes should be able to play in women's sports from the very purple state of Georgia. How could he do that? Politically, I'm not talking about morally or anything. Why would you be so stupid? Whoever his Republican opponent happens to be, they are going to spend millions outside groups. They are going to come into Georgia, right-wing groups, and they are going to spend millions and millions of dollars with that one vote of John Ossoff. They are going to run ad after ad after ad. If you are in Georgia, you are going to see it on Facebook. You're going to hear it on podcasts. You're going to see it on television. That one idiotic vote very likely cost Democrats a critical seat in the United States Senate they need. And they knew those poll numbers going into the vote. And yet still, they can't make themselves go the other way. It's wild to watch it. But I'm not complaining. And I'm not complaining because in part, like I said in the first hour, I'm going to go ahead and repeat this point. Voting for Democrats in the year 2025 is an act of evil. It is. Because of things like this.
Senior leaders, though, also accusing the Biden administration of misleading the public regarding their ICE arrest numbers and, quote, cooking the books. Check out what ICE Director Todd Lyons had to say about this. He said, quote, ICE found tens of thousands of cases that were recorded as arrests when, in fact, the illegal aliens were simply processed and then released into American communities. I've been trying to reach out to former DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to get his response to these claims.
Tens of thousands. Democrats took in tens of thousands of felon barbarians from other countries. They not only didn't arrest them, they acted as if they did arrest them, but then they turned around, took the cuffs off, and dropped them in your neighborhood to rape, murder, and pillage your wife and children. And Democrats did it on purpose. Voting for Democrats in the year 2025 is an act of evil. And I'm not telling you to vote for Republicans. I'm not, because Republicans suck so much and they make me angry so much. But you cannot allow yourself to ever vote for a Democrat
until that party ceases being completely demonic. Bringing in felons from everywhere on the planet and releasing them as fast as you can in the general public is an act so evil, I'm not sure prison is enough punishment for the people who did it. Frankly, I believe that should come with capital punishment. If you are a Democrat, whether it be a bureaucrat or politician, who purposely facilitated the release of violent felons onto the streets of America, I believe you should be tried, receive a fair trial, convicted, and I believe you should go to the electric chair. That's what I believe. If I'm put in charge of security in your home, if you hire me as a security guard, and I go out looking for a serial rapist, and I bring him to your house and let him inside of your house to hurt your family, what do you think should be done to me? The United States of America cannot possibly survive this level of treason from one of its two major political parties, and I'm not even close to exaggerating when I say capital punishment should be on the table for anybody who did these things. That's how tremendously evil that is. You remember that State of the Union that wasn't the speech Trump gave? Remember the look? Remember the look on Jocelyn Nungary's mom's face? Remember the look on Lakin Riley's mother's face as Trump described them sending their daughter off to Georgia to go to college and some barbarian Joe Biden let in on purpose massacred her? Capital punishment. Voting for Democrats in the year 2025 is an act of evil and you can't do it. Period. Also, these people are still here. Millions of them. Do you have something that will stop them if they find you when you're out for a jog? If they find you in the Walmart parking lot tonight? If they walk into your store? If they walk into your home? What are you going to use to stop that barbarian who was raised on violence? I tell you about the Byrna Less Lethal Launcher because it will save your life. It has saved lives all across the United States of America. You don't have to stress being legal. You don't have to stress some Soros prosecutor throwing you in a cage because it's legal in all 50 states. No permit, no background check needed. Shoots pepper balls or tear gas balls. It can save the life of, forget you, that daughter you sent off to college. You'd like to have her back, right? BYRNA. Byrna.com/Jesse saves you a bunch of money. Get one for the people you love in your life. Byrna.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Missed out? Catch up. JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Thursday. Maybe you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I'm going to touch again on what Trump said earlier today. I already played you the cut about the Biden administration bringing in as many rapists and murderers as they possibly could, lying about arresting them. They turn them all loose into your community to rape and murder the people you know and love. Trump spoke a bit about this earlier today, and yeah.
They cheated on the numbers. I love that question. Who are you with?
Justin News, Amanda Head.
Very nice. That's good. That's good.
Do you know how many of those are criminal illegal aliens?
Many
Biden's
of them.
Biden's out of office. Yeah. Alejandro Mayorkas.
No, Biden fudged the numbers. The numbers were totally fake. And he gave fake numbers. I knew they were fake. Everybody knew they were fake. But now it came out. Terrible what they did. That administration was a horror show for this country.
Something else came out earlier today that Trump is going to pay a visit to the DOJ. Why? He talked about it.
Basically, we don't want to have crime in the streets. We don't want to have people pushed into subways and killed. And then the person that did the pushing ends up in a 15-year trial and gets off scot-free. We want to have justice, and we want to have safety in our cities as well as our communities. And we'll be talking about immigration. We'll be talking about a lot of things, the complete gamut. So I look forward to that. That'll be tomorrow at the Justice Department.
I think that you're smart enough to read between the lines. You've been frustrated with the pace, the Bondi pace so far. I get a lot of emails like this. Jesse, I'm born and raised Floridian. To me, Pam Bondi is all bark and no bite, as Florida is ranked third in human and child sex trafficking when she was the AG of Florida after the debacle of the Epstein report. Will we have accountability? So I'm going to get to that in a moment, but I get a lot of these. I know you're frustrated with Pam Bondi. I told you my concerns before she even got confirmed. I don't know yet, and neither do you, if she's a failure. We won't know for a while because legal things take time. I listened to that soundbite. As soon as I saw the headline that Trump's going to visit the DOJ, and I thought the exact same thing you thought. Trump's going to apply some pressure. I suspect the commander-in-chief is going to walk into the office of the AG tomorrow and say, hey, where are the arrests? Where are the arrests? I want arrests. I didn't put you here to look pretty. I put you here for arrests. Where are the arrests? It's just what I suspect. I don't know. I suspect he's going down there to lean on her to push forward faster. I don't know. But I actually probably should address the point the guy made in how Florida was there. It's a huge human trafficking hub. Now, this is not meant to be any defense of Pam Bondi at all, but just remember there are things that are geographical that probably can't change. So here it is. Port cities today, yesterday, 100 years from now, 1,000 years ago, port cities are going to have an extra element of crime. Other cities simply do not because of the access to the ocean. Access to the ocean can be a wonderful, wonderful thing that can provide all kinds of fun and sun and opportunity and wealth. Historically, you wanted your city along the water somewhere, whether it was a European river or somewhere along the ocean. Yes, being a port city, a city on the water, can be wonderful, but always, it is going to bring in an extra political element, or political, an extra criminal element because of, well, the exact same reason. You have access to the ocean, and crime comes across the water. I experienced it here in Houston, and I'm not making excuses for Pam Bondi, but look at a map. Look at Florida. Look at the place. It's all port cities. The whole thing is water. It's practically an island. I realize it's a peninsula, but the whole daggone thing. If you are a bad person trying to bring drugs, human beings, whatever, into the United States of America, it doesn't exactly take a genius to look at a map and say, wow, Florida's got to have some opportunities, right? It's always going to be that way. Here in Houston, exact same thing. A gigantic port city. And therefore, you know where ICE has been parked? How many times have we been playing you the audio cuts or read the articles to you over the last couple weeks? Where are they parked? Snatching up all these gangbangers and human smugglers and drug dealers? Houston, Texas. It's a big, fat port city, which is going to invite more crime. And again, this is not a new phenomenon. It's always been that way. If you were a smuggler, a criminal of any kind, historically, the port cities are where you want to be. Where are all the big-time Italian mafia cities in the United States of America? Well, New York City is obviously the biggest one. Where are they? Where's New York City? You taking a look at it? What's another one here in the United States of America? Tampa, Florida, the Trafficante family. Have you seen Tampa? Where's another one here in the United States of America? Is it in Des Moines? No. Why not? I like Des Moines. It's in New Orleans. Wonder why. Port City's going to invite crime. Doesn't matter who your governor or AG is. Age is going to invite pain. Doesn't matter how old you. Doesn't matter how old you are, what sex you are, what race you are. Your body will eventually not work like it used to. Eventually, you'll find yourself in more pain doing the things you love. And the sad part of that is we end up abstaining from doing those things when we get into pain. Relief Factor is there to help you. It's a natural supplement, 100% drug-free. It's got a unique formula of natural ingredients that support your body's response to pain. Try it for 3 weeks. 3 weeks, that's it. Your pain will be reduced or completely eliminated, or just don't order anymore. $19.95 to potentially be pain-free. That's a 3-week quick start of it. 1-800-4-RELIEF, or you can go to relieffactor.com. We'll be back. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey there. I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Thursday. Let's get back to the Ask Dr. Jesse questions. Remember, if you missed any part of the show, you can download the whole thing, iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. If you missed our three-part series on the Crimean War, that's Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. You got to go download that stuff. Jesse, is the decommification possible in the Western world? Denazification was possible, largely because they were shown mountains of bodies amassed during the Holocaust. People now have every resource available to look up how many babies have been murdered by abortion. They can see little old ladies being held as political prisoners. Most of them cheer for these atrocities. These people are so brainwashed, they are willing to betray every moral, and they have been told to do so by their government or propaganda media. Is decommification possible? And are these people redeemable? First, every human being walking the planet is redeemable. Every single one. Always keep that in mind. Chris, don't be so jaded. Yes, they are. Chris doesn't think so. Every human being walking the planet is redeemable. That is one. Two, what you seek is good. Because what you seek is final victory over evil. You want a complete 100% rejection of communism.
You want these insane, evil, destructive ideas to be rejected by 100 out of 100 people. We'll just make our country 100 people. That's what you want. You want everybody to look at, well, what we just talked about, bringing in rapists and murderers into your country on purpose. You want 100 out of 100 people to look at that and say, okay, that's wrong. No, that's what you want. And that's what I want. And what you want is good. But what you want is also naive. And I don't mean that to be insulting. What you want is something that's not possible here. Not in this lifetime. Because evil has always been with us. And it will always be with us here on this earth as it is now. The devil is alive and well. He is real. Demons are alive and well. They are real. These things will always be with us. We will always have to fight. And those of us who fight this fight, who fight for what is good, for family, for things like that, those of us who fight that, it is very, very common to get tired of it every now and then. Don't you do that sometimes? It's half the reason I do history sometimes. You know that? Because I get tired of it, man. And sometimes I don't want to have to fight these demons for another day and do this crap. And on the weekends when it's school board races and you have an opportunity to go out and help somebody win a school board seat, or you can stay home and, I don't know, maybe just grill up some wieners and have a nice little family afternoon. I'm tired, man. I don't want to go out. I don't want to knock on. I'm just the same way you are. Get tired sometimes. But they're not tired. Solzhenitsyn actually has, Chris, look this up if you don't mind, because I wish I had it on my phone right now. Alexander Solzhenitsyn has a great quote about that, about how they are not tired and they will never be tired. But it's not really human beings when you're thinking about what you're thinking about. The devil is not tired. Demons don't get tired. They're never going to stop destroying. Final victory, that final victory where you stand on the mountaintop and the communists are all defeated or converted, and you are standing there victorious with no more battles to fight. That is a pipe dream that will never exist in your lifetime. No matter how old you are, it will never, ever, ever come. We don't get to see that day on this earth. So we have to learn to love the fight as much as they love destroying things. We have to learn to enjoy that. It's the truth. And I know that's hard. But when it comes to decommification, well, you say denazification was successful. If you got 100 people in a movie theater and you had to make them anonymous, because if you came out as a Nazi today, it would ruin your life. But if you had 100 people in a movie theater and you made them anonymous, do you think for real that you would get 100 out of 100 saying they hate the Nazis or disagree with everything the Nazis stood for or fought for? Do you really believe that? That's not true. That's not true. It's never been completely eliminated. Bad, evil ideas, evil beliefs, they don't get eliminated. You just have to hope to defeat enough of them, Lord willing, convert enough of them, so that bad, evil ideas become insanely unpopular and unacceptable to the general public. That may all sound down, but here's some great news. We have the advantage today, and it is a tremendous advantage if we use it that way. We have the advantage today of social media. What that allows is every single human being, including you, listen to the sound of my voice, and no, I'm not encouraging you kids to get a social media account. Make sure you get with your parents on that. Just hear me on that. But social media gives us the ability. Podcasting gives us the ability. It gives every human being the ability to put information out there to shoot down communist lies. We have more tools at our disposal to expose communists than anyone has ever had in history. The people who were fighting against the communists, the Bolsheviks, and the Soviet Union, they would have killed. they would have killed to have the tools we have. Back then, in older times, you only had to seize control of that paper, that radio station, that TV station, knock out this one, boom, 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 and boom. And if you're a communist, you have it all. Today, they can't possibly control all of the ways we can speak out. And I mentioned the podcasting thing. I'll tell you what I've told you before. You should start one if you want. You get frustrated with what you hear on the radio? Maybe even me. I don't like this. I don't like that. Good, fine. Start your own. It doesn't even cost that much money to get some microphone stuff. Chris, what's a rough price you could get something where you record something? No way. Jewish producer Chris just told me $50 you can get a half decent one. Now, granted, we all know Chris found a sale or something, but you understand it doesn't cost a lot. Oh, but no one's going to listen. You're right. When you start out, no one will listen. And you know what? Your show will probably suck. You don't know what you're doing. It's hard to sit down and talk to yourself, but you'll get better. And if you're saying something that's valuable, that's interesting to people, yeah, you'll start out and it'll just be your mom listening. Then maybe she talks one of her church friends into it. Then maybe they talk to people. Maybe in a couple of years you have this huge audience. And look, it happened to us. Chris and me, we started out with a one-hour show on a local station. Granted, it's a great station here in Houston, KPRC. Love them. 7 to 8 o'clock at night. That was 6 years ago. It's like yesterday. 6 years ago. 7 to 8 o'clock at night. Me and Chris talking to ourselves. I don't think two people listened to the show. If you ask for emails or something like that, you get like two a week because no one's listening. No one cares. Now, it's just 1,000 of them. It can happen. It can happen to me. It can happen to you. I'm not special. We have the ability, we have more ability now to expose the evils of communism than we ever have. We will never decommify, if we're going to put it that way, decommify America. You can't do it. The Western world, you can't do it. But what we can do is we can expose it to such a level that people will reject it. And what we need is the normies to reject it. Always remember that. They're always going to have their hardcore communist fighters. We are always going to have our hardcore communists or anti-communists like you. We're always going to have those. Those two sections are going to exist. What we're both fighting over are the relatively normal, uninformed drones in the middle who have to look at both sides and figure out, I don't like them. I'll reject that and go with them. That's what we need. And we have the ability, more ability now than we ever have to speak to those people. All right? All right. One segment left before we do that. We have a million different ways we can fight this fight. Now that the corporate world got involved. Look, I wish the corporate world wasn't involved. I wish it was like, well, when I was a kid, I grew up in the 80s. There were no corporations taking political stances. That have never happened. Today, everyone does it. That sucks, but, you know, just like the Marines in Chosin Reservoir in Korea, Chesty Puller said, we're surrounded. That simplifies our problem. We can attack in any direction. Now, where you put your money, that can become part of the fight. Do you still give your money to Verizon to crap on your country? Do you give your money to AT&T, T-Mobile? They take your money and they use it against you and your country. You don't have to do that now that Pure Talk is here. Pure Talk is the patriotic cell phone company. They've been caring about America, about values, about veterans forever. And it takes 10 minutes to switch and you save a bunch of money? Man, that's an easy way to fight that fight. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Thursday. We'll get through as much of this stuff, as many questions as humanly possible. And then I'm going to see you again on Monday. If you miss me, just go download a podcast of it. Jesse, at what age did your boys start sitting in church? I don't want to be impatient and expect too much. Well, you know, every church has Sunday school at various ages for the boys. I would say we made ours do it sooner rather than later. 10 and 12, I think. probably 10 and 12. We made them start sitting there. I'm not saying I'm right. Keep in mind, I just felt that you should learn how to sit there and shut your mouth and listen for a little while. And, you know, my boys are not, we don't ask them to do that. They're forced to do that. It's not an option for you. You're not going to screw off with your brother. You're not going to do this or that. You're going to sit there and you're going to shut up and you're going to listen. I would say 10 and 12, I think. It wasn't forever. We had them in Sunday school forever. But again, it's going to depend on the kid. And it depends on the parents. And I'm not saying I'm right at all. I just wanted them with me. What, Chris? When did I start introducing religion to them? Well, you're Jewish. When are you going to start telling your baby girl about you don't know? Well, right away. Right away. It's not that I'm not saying you have to go on whatever Jewish tradition would be a normal. I'm not saying you have to go all in on it. But when our boys were little, shoot, they have it. I'm sure you people have this stuff too. They had all kinds of stuff that was made for little kids. So it's a book where you're reading about Noah's Ark. You know, you're reading about that kind of stuff as early as possible, where they're just getting introduced to things like that. Why would I wait? Why would I wait? Look, I made a mistake with mine introducing them to politics too late. Now, believe me, they recovered really quickly. But forever, I was of that mindset of, no, it's too early. I don't want them doing that. I didn't want them to be political at school or political with their friends. I just wanted them to be normal kids. I've always, well, as long as they've been alive, I've been into politics. I wanted them to be normal kids. But that was wrong, because you look around now. Are the communists going to back away from your kid? Well, they're not ready yet. Shoot. These deranged freaks are bringing this crap into preschool now. There are videos out there of preschoolers, Black Lives Matter flags in the class, some weird, creepy freak teaching the kids how to be gay and stuff like that. You have to start arming your children immediately, because the wolves are out there for them. Oracle, shed some light on this for me. The Nazis tried to eradicate Christianity. Lenin and the communists also tried to eradicate Christianity. To me, their ideologies are very similar. What was the beef between them? There's not 2 inches of daylight between the Bolsheviks of Russia and the Nazis of Germany. What really changed was the prevailing religion between them. Honestly, they hated anything that wasn't their ruling religion. Communism is a religion, as you know. Nazis, they operated in the exact same way. Anything that was an alternate belief system was viewed as being bad, that because you authoritarian, it doesn't matter, Nazi communism, any authoritarian who is a true authoritarian is going to have a problem with a monotheistic religion that excludes them. It's always been that way. It's why the Caesars when Rome became an empire and they were ruled by emperors. It's why the Caesars persecuted the Christians and the Jews as fast as humanly possible. They didn't do that to other religions that were more accepting of anything or anybody. You know, there are a lot of religions like that today where you worship the sun and all this other weird stuff. But if you have a monotheistic religion where you say there's only one God, well, how does that sell in an empire where you're telling people the emperor is a god? Well, if there's one God and it's not the emperor, now you're blaspheming. Exact same reason for Nazis and communists and all these other things. By the way, have you been taking your chalk? How do you feel? You know, I want you to send me your emails because I love them. It makes me feel good. When you start taking natural herbal supplements from chalk, I want you to email me and tell me when you feel good. I tell you 90 days because they say 20% increase in your T levels in 90 days. But you start a female vitality stack or a male vitality stack, most of the emails I get say it didn't take 90 days. It didn't take me 90 days. About a month, I'd say, I really started noticing it was my energy more than anything else. My mind started working better. I just felt good. When I stopped having to go to get an afternoon cup of coffee, that's when I was thinking to myself, wait a minute. But man, stay on that 3 months, 6 months, a year. send me an email and go start. Go start. Try it for 3 months. If you don't like it, cancel it. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. All right? Jesse, with the state of the Democrat Party right now, what would it take for it to simply die off? And what would rise from the ashes of it? Dying off would be very difficult because of the amount of money behind the Democrat Party. However, money can dry up if your party is not delivering. Remember, the reason Kamala Harris is completely, completely screwed on running for president again is not because she's an idiot or not because her first run went so poorly. Not those things specifically. The reason Kamala Harris is going to run for governor of California and not president of the United States is the money isn't there for her. The money people after her election were so angry with her. The Barack Obamas of the world cobbled together $1.5 billion so Kamala Harris could run for president. And when you have a wealthy communist, some tech billionaire, shelling out that kind of money and it ends that badly, he doesn't want to shell it out anymore. He doesn't want to hand it out anymore. So as far as the party goes, it would take years and years and years, probably decades of Democrats losing and being on the outs before the party itself went completely defunct. And I don't think that will happen. It's just not realistic with how divided the country is. But it could happen. They are insane. And the things they did under Joe Biden were extremely evil. And the stances they take publicly now, open borders and tranny and all that other stuff, those stances are really, really unpopular with anybody even kind of normal. So I guess maybe, hey, we can hope. All right. We're going to talk again on Monday. You keep it between the ditches until I get back, all right? That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.